Maryland Governor Larry Hogan scored a decisive win over Democratic challenger Ben Jealous this week, making him the first Republican governor in the state in more than a half century to get a second term. And that he did so in a solidly blue state and in a moment of intense political polarization has many people asking how. As WAMU's Martin Ostermuhl reports, some political analysts say that while Maryland is blue, Jealous may have been a little too blue for many voters.
Consider this. There are twice as many registered Democrats in Maryland as there are Republicans. Democrats dominate the General Assembly and have produced many more governors over the state's history. But Jealous still lost to Hogan, and he lost big by 14 points. Hogan increased his vote totals from 2014 in even solidly blue parts of the state, including Baltimore, Prince George's County, and Montgomery County. And for Malia Cromer, that points to a Democratic electorate that's more complex and nuanced than what many may have thought going into the election. She's a professor of political science and a pollster at Goucher College.
When you start to slice and dice the electorate, what you really find is around 25% of the electorate identifies as conservative, and a plurality of Marylanders identify as moderates. And that leaves around 30%-ish identifying as progressives.
Cromer says her polling shows that Maryland is blue, but that blue runs across the spectrum from navy to powder blue. And that's a point Hogan himself made on the campaign trail in Gaithersburg a few weeks back.
I said to those who would take us to the extremes of either party, let me remind you that Maryland has always been a state of middle temperament.
Jealous disagreed with that when I asked him about it outside an early voting center in Silver Spring. He said that over the past decade, Maryland abolished its death penalty, approved its version of the DREAM Act, and legalized same-sex marriage years before the Supreme Court ruled on the issue.
It's because of the values of the people of our state and our desire to leap forward. We're Maryland. We've leapt forward on civil rights. We can leap forward on education, the economy, the environment, and health care.
But Cromer says that while parts of Jealous's progressive platform did poll well, it still missed a key thing she found among many Marylanders. They think taxes are too high and tax dollars are not being well spent.
The governor's consistent messaging was, over the last 4 years, I haven't raised your taxes and I have a plan for continued tax relief. The tax message coupled with the message about economic development just resonated with more Marylanders than the sort of broad-based progressive platform that Jealous had offered.
Still, Jay Hutchins thinks it's not enough to just say that Jealous's progressive platform was out of step with Maryland Democrats. He's with the Maryland Working Families Party.
So I don't think it was so much Ben's platform. I think people really like the platform. I think perhaps it may have been more of a contest of personalities.
And on that, Hogan sold himself as a bipartisan-minded everyman, a guy who just wants to find the best ideas for whatever problem presents itself. And that may have been an even more potent selling point in a country that's gotten more and more polarized.
Marylanders are good-hearted people that are, by and large, really frustrated with what's going on at the national level.
Heather Mazier represented Montgomery County in the House of Delegates for 8 years and ran for governor in 2014.
I ran across a lot of people who were like, they wanted to basically say thank you to Larry Hogan for not being one of those Republicans. They could find themselves voting for him almost to just say, we're okay having Republicans and Democrats, you know, we can have differences of opinion here and not be at each other's throats.
That may be of little consolation to Democrats who have now lost two straight gubernatorial races in Maryland. And it will surely lead to more fights within the party over whether their next candidate should be a progressive like Jealous was or someone who's more moderate. But Mazier says Democrats should still find some solace in the fact that while they lost the governor's race, they've held the General Assembly and won some key county executive races. It may have a Republican governor, but Maryland is still a shade of blue. For WAMU, I'm Martin Ostermuhl.